Yeah, good morning, boys. Good morning, everybody. You remember that young bloke that was on A Current Affair last week, the goth? He had he had green mohawk, tattoos everywhere, piercings everywhere, and was surprised that he couldn't find a job. And I think everyone was really quick to jump on top of this bloke and say, well, you know, if you're going to look like that, you get what you deserve. And then I got a phone call this morning. I think you guys heard it. Michael, 23 years of age from Adelaide, and he loves this bloke. This guy that was on The Current Affair, his hero. And Michael, I think you guys have got a photo that Michael sent us.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
The guy looks terrifying.
Terrifying. Just describe it.
The best way to describe it would be he looks like the lead guy from the band The Prodigy.
Like he's got tattoos, piercings all over his face. A human pincushion, basically.
He is. Now, he had 52 piercings, but he's taken 10 out because he wants to put tattoos where those piercings once were.
Oh, God.
He wants to put horns in his head. Did you hear that?
Yes. Yeah.
He wants to put magnets in his arms to make his arms look bigger. And you think to yourself, why would you do that? Well, it's quite a sad story. He grew up in foster care. He's now with his dad. He said he just wants to be noticed. But he also said that he works with disadvantaged youth. And he's also a champion for mental health. And by the end of our conversation, I really warmed to him. Have a little listen to what he had to say.
I got my first ever piercing when I was 15 and kind of over the few years got a couple more, and then literally this year I've just gone all out. I've got 42 at the most, though I had 52. I've actually got a split ear. I stretched mine to the point where it just tore. Got my tongue split to like a snake, so I've got the two separate ends. I get stopped in streets by absolute randoms taking photos of me, and that, and I love it so much because I'm like, I never had it as a child.
Wow.
I know. So his tongue has been cut, so it looks like a snake's tongue. Jesus. It's a forked tongue. And he wants to get it cut even further, he reckons. And I said, if he came home to take my daughter to the movies, I would be absolutely horrified. And in fact, I had one call this morning say he'd slam the door in his face. But you know what? I got to know this guy this morning. And I actually have a bit of time for him. And my question this morning is, have you ever judged a book by its cover and come out wrong?
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about people meeting you, Dave.
No, they do. Honestly, they do.
Why? Why won't people judge you?
Well, they see how short, but also how fat. It's like a real-life Oompa Loompa.
But some people might like an Oompa Loompa.
Well, I was yet to find them.
Listening to that chat with Michael, though, when I saw the photos, I thought, man, he is, you know, terrifying. But then hearing him talk to you, Luke, I probably fall under that category of being guilty of judging a book by its cover.
I was ready to have fun with him. I thought, what a loser. But he's not.
Yeah.
He's actually not. He's different. And I think we're going to encourage individuality. I mean, it's not my cup of tea. I'm an old fart. Jess keeps calling me the dinosaur, and I get that. But I'll tell you one thing that Jess has taught me. She's taught me tolerance. And I tell you what, I've got to think twice before I judge people now.
13, 27, 10. Let's take some calls on that. Have you been a victim of that, or have you judged somebody before you got to know them? It's interesting.
And been proven wrong.
Yeah.
And been proven wrong. Have you judged a book by its cover and been proven wrong? I'd love to hear the stories. And have a look at this bloke. His pictures on our Facebook page. And like me and Jay, you'd be horrified. Mm. But not so much anymore. But he wants to have more work done. God, love him.
Terrifying. But at the same time, that's completely up to his body, his decision. We'll take calls up in just a moment. 13, 27, 10. Lukey, thank you, mate.
Have a good day.
You too. Up to 30 degrees, a warm one today for Mackay with Sundays.